Lecture 16, The Medieval Jewish-Christian Debate.
In our previous three lectures, then, we talked about patterns of Jewish culture in the medieval world. And I just want to make one very small point, which I want you to think about as we go into our later lectures, as we now change the subject just a bit. And that is that one of the ways of differentiating, for me at least, between the medieval period and the period that we'll be describing in later lectures, which I will call early modern, is that these regional variations become less distinct as a result of migrations and the movement of populations, which we will hear about, as Jews are expelled from Western Europe. We get more mixing. And I guess this is not a very elegant way of saying it, but I would argue that early modern Jewry can be characterized by a kind of mishmash. That is, all of these regions sort of are thrown together, and the distinctive cultural styles that we have been describing seem to, if not evaporate, at least become less visible. And I will try to show you that later on. But now I want to move to another lecture, which is part of actually two lectures. And we are now about to describe, I guess, roughly the late medieval period, the 12th, but certainly the 13th and even the 14th century, leading up ultimately to the expulsion of European Jewry or Western European Jewry, culminating in the expulsion of the Jews from Spain in 1492. What we would try to understand now, we are back on the subject of Jewish-Christian relations. We want to understand why this period is different from earlier periods, and why that Augustinian policy of relative tolerance, I don't want to call it exactly tolerance, but at least leaving the Jew alone, letting Jesus convert him to the truth of Christianity, not forcing it upon him, not assaulting him physically and so on, seems to be pushed aside as Christianity becomes more and more aggressive over time. So what I'm going to do is talk about one aspect of that aggressiveness in this lecture, and then in our next lecture, to really look at the causes of this new relationship or set of relationships brought about by changes in Christian society as a whole, both the results as it affects the Jews, but also to try to explain why these results emerge. But before doing that, I want to focus upon one particular set of sources and one particular moment that is a very, very interesting moment of Jewish-Christian interaction. While in the Islamic world, we have some versions of debates between Muslims and Jews. I can't say we don't have any. We do have some. It is nothing like what we have on the Christian-Jewish side. In other words, you will see that both in terms of an evolution of a literature of polemics on the part of Christians towards Jews and eventually Jews towards Christian, and then proceeding to a point where it becomes actually public, where we're not only speaking about literary confrontation, but actual public forums whereby Jews and Christians are brought together for a public debate. But one thing should be very clear from the start. These are not debates like in high school, you know, where you have the pros and the cons, where each has an equal chance of winning. These doesn't work that way. In other words, debate is really a misnomer. It really is a public show trial whereby Christians have organized this to humiliate the Jewish participants and ultimately to defeat Judaism. So that you should never think about these public so-called debates between Jews and Christians as giving the Jew really a fair chance. The only way a Jew would get a fair chance would be that he would write afterwards his own version of the debate, and of course the Jew would be the victor. But generally speaking, the reality on the ground is that the Jews are the losers. Now there are three major public debates of this kind. And that, I want to speak about two of them. We will mention the third in a later lecture. One in Paris in the year 1239, a second in the city of Barcelona in 1263. This is, of course, the famous Paris debate. I guess now it's you'll understand it's famous. And the Barcelona debate. Two out of three. The third, actually, if you're interested, is Tortosa, the city of Tortosa in Spain, 1412 to 1414. And we will describe that, as I said, later on.